Pakistan has succeeded in clearing a highway in southern Sindh province that is needed to deliver aid to areas devastated by floods. But in the north of the country, many communities are still cut off from the outside world. Kamal Haider reports from Kohistan.
We're in Kohistan. It's been over 3 weeks since the disaster struck. Heavy rains in the Hindu Kush Mountains that you see behind me brought in raging torrents down the narrow valleys. It has blocked away villages which are now cut off from the outside world. Tens of thousands of people are now risking their lives to be able to get those who are sick and to be able to get supplies in on their backs. We have not seen any heavy machinery which is trying to restore those key road links. And if that is not done soon, many more people may die. We've also heard that cholera outbreaks have been reported in certain areas that are cut off. They do not have potable drinking water, and getting any emergency aid at the moment is next to impossible. Although the country is concentrating on the devastating floods that hit across Pakistan and affected Sindh and Balochistan province, the Pakistani authorities will have to do much more in order to restore these key road links, and that will not take much time. But time is indeed running out for those who are still cut off and in need of help.